All right, it's Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN. I love that. $20, that's half a tank of gas or a small beverage at Newark Airport. Yeah, we're not exactly big fans of Newark Airport, as I think I've made abundantly clear in recent programs. Anyway, welcome to the show. Talking about recycling. And what if they raised the bottle deposit in New York State to 10 cents as opposed to 5 cents? Would you be more likely to recycle? And I would love to hear from those of you who actually do this as a part-time job, maybe a full-time job. And it sounds like it's it sounds like it's very competitive. If you've got people saying, this is my territory, it's almost like... I'm just saying, it reminds me of certain other lines of work which usually involve more than $20 at a time. 803-0930 is the phone number. And how about those of you who are professional garbage pickers? And I don't say that like, huh, you're a garbage picker. What good are you? There's nothing wrong with being a garbage picker, for goodness sake. I mean, who am I to make that determination? I'm just an idiot who sits behind a microphone every day. So really, but as far as the professional garbage pickers, it's really funny because I put an old gas grill out. It was gone probably within 5 minutes, and I put a giant cat cage out. It was gone within about 10 minutes. It's funny how quickly some things get taken away. And I always think, hey, you know what? If somebody can make a few bucks, they want to take it to the metal recycling place, the scrap yard, good for them. Because I don't have the vehicle for it, and I don't have the time or, frankly, the ambition to do it. Although $20 is a small beverage at Newark Airport. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Gene in Williamsville. Gene, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Two things. Number one, it is a nuisance to collect these bottles and turn them in, but my wife and I kind of do it as a game because from what our understanding is if you don't return them, the state gets to keep the money, and I am thoroughly opposed to giving New York State any more money than what they already get from me.
Yes.
Secondly is, I don't understand, and I've said this for years, we pay this deposit on soda bottles, beer bottles. Why not on wine bottles, plastic milk jugs, plastic motor oil bottles? Why are only those items singled out? There should be that deposit. You can pay on all types of plastic and glass.
That, you know what? That is a real interesting question. And I don't know the answers to that. I don't know the thought process behind that, because it would, on the surface of it would absolutely make sense. I mean, I've got a, let's see, what do I have here in front of me? I have a giant container of Tropicana orange juice. And there's a lot of plastic in this container, and the 5 cent deposit is only collected in Maine and Hawaii. Why wouldn't they collect it in New York State? I mean, there's a lot of plastic here, and it's thick plastic.
Right. So I've thought about that for years. I don't get it. But I just don't want to pay New York State any more than I have to with the deposit.
Yeah, they do. They do collect. What is the statute of limitations on the New York bottle? At what point can they move in and just confiscate those funds?
I don't know what the law is. It is my understanding that those deposits that are unclaimed, and I don't know the logistics of it, they go to the state coffers.
Yes. I know they go to the state coffers, but I don't know under what circumstances, what the time limit is, et cetera. But you and your wife do it, but you basically do it as a protest against New York State. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
All right. I thank you kindly for the call. Good luck with your wife and your friendly competition. Just remember something. It all gets friendly until you see her sharpening the knife, and then you get some issues.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Take care.
All right, man. Thank you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Those are the phone numbers. Do you actually recycle your 5-cent bottle, the refundable deposit on those bottles? And how often do you go? Because, frankly, I have a horrible habit of building up a ridiculous amount of trash bags filled with recycled bottles, and whenever I go to the place I go to return them, let's just say this, I wouldn't want to be taking care of me at the consumer's beverage down the street from Charlie the Butcher. And I don't usually let you name places, but I'll name places because I take full responsibility. And they've always been very kind, I might add. And by the way, did you know that those shorties, those little bottles of alcohol, a lot of cases, those are recyclable. I couldn't believe it myself. Let's go to Jeff in Kenmore. Jeff, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, so as far as the bottles go, all the ones that, you can't return, like the Gatorade bottles, all the ones that seem like, it's weird. Water bottles are acceptable, but these other ones aren't. All those go in my recycle bin. I throw them in a bag. I throw them in a recycle bin, and I let them have them. But the 5-cent ones, I don't really return them myself. Maybe I'm giving money, but we have a guy that goes around our neighborhood, and he knows the garbage day, and he goes down the streets, and I put them in a bag. All week I'll throw them in a bag, and each week, whatever I have, I just throw in a bag, and he takes them. Or I give them to my mother-in-law, and she gives them to him on another day. And I figure he needs it more than I do. I mean, he's working that hard for it. Not that the money doesn't help to get, the 5 cents back or the $1.50 at the end of the week or whatever it is, or a dollar. It's just, I figure, he's working for it. He could take them back, and I feel like it's still getting recycled. But I'm just giving it to someone who really wants it more than I do.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, contrary-wise, one of the things that I'll be that guy at work. If I see some of our people throwing recyclable bottles into the garbage can, I'm the guy who says, wait a minute, if corporate came in and said, we're going to cut your pay by 5 cents an hour, you would be furious. And yet here you are throwing a nickel out here, a nickel out there, 25 cents a week. What are you thinking? That's me. That's why I'm so beloved by Tanner and all the other guys.
Well, I fear I'm just donating it to them. I know some guy who wants it. He's coming around. The same thing with the steel, like you said. I see a truck coming down the street. I put it all out. It's gone all within, a half hour. Everything's gone from the front of my house. I just don't have the, I don't want to take it back to the store. I don't even rinse them. If they're in my sink and I'm doing dishes, they get rinsed. If they don't, they just go in the bag. And the reason is I'm not wasting my water, hot water, cold water. I'm not doing it. I just throw them in a bag, and I let someone else deal with it when I'm done with it.
You know what?
I
want to hear from other people on this, but I'm the same way. The way I look at it, if I'm supposed to be saving the environment, why would I be wasting 6 ounces of water, of fresh Lake Erie water, just to rinse out a bottle that is made out of plastic that's going to be recycled, when chances are the recycling process would probably take any residue out anyway?
Right. So I'm not too worried about it either. It's weird because we go in when we travel, and we go around, a few years ago, travel to Europe, and what happened is everything was glass. I mean, there were plastic bottles and things, but a lot of the items that my wife's relatives had at home, it was all glass containers. And then they would have a big truck, and they would just pick up all the glass, would go in a recycle bin, and it would come back, and it would pick them up each week. So here we just use a lot of more plastic than I think some other countries do.
Do you ever worry, and I don't know if this is a valid concern or not, but I'll put it out there. Do you ever wonder about, these, for example, bottles of water, they're trucked all over the country. They're in plastic bottles. And I got to believe that the inside, the cargo area of a truck gets very, very warm in the summertime. Do you ever wonder, how much of the plastic stuff is getting into the water you are eventually going to drink?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. It's kind of like that. What was it? I forget the little letters that they put on it. That, it's BAP approved or whatever for the baby bottles, that the plastic's not leaking into the fluids. I personally try not to buy stuff like water from water bottles. You know, sodas or juices or whatever, you kind of, that's how it is. But I just prefer to filter the water myself, I guess. I got a whole house filter system that filters everything so it doesn't damage my, you know, it in Kenmore, our water's kind of hard water or whatever, or calcium in it. So I didn't want the softener system. I just wanted to filtrate it. So
you
filter
got
the whole thing
reverse.
From when it comes in the house. And it goes all the way out, so I don't buy water bottles. We have containers, but I try not to buy water bottles, you know, unless we're on a road trip or somewhere.
Do you have a reverse osmosis filtration system?
It looks like a big filter for the refrigerator, but it's in the basement.
Oh.
Tanks. One filters it, and the next one makes it taste good, and there's no electricity needed. I don't have the softener system. I don't want that, and it just filters it. So,
well, I was a big believer in the soft water systems, you know, the ones where you had to put salt in. But frankly, I was told by a plumber, Tom, the reason you're going through hot water tanks like Sherman went through Georgia is because this softer system stopped using it. So I stopped using it. I haven't replaced the hot water tank since. But I do have the reverse osmosis system for drinking water. And I will tell you, like you, I think it tastes outstanding. And everything that is made from it is outstanding. It is as good or better than bottled water.
Right. I mean, there's a cost up front. I mean, I got the whole house one. This way my dishwasher is not getting the hard water. All my faucets are not getting the hard, you know, the washing machines. I have a boiler system, the toilets. So no more of that white residue on all my stuff from that. And, you know, and I don't even need to filter in the refrigerator anymore. You take it out. And so that saves, you know, those are quite expensive after over a while, too. So I bought the system, you know, it was, you know, what, about $3,000. But it so far it's been like 6-7 years, you know, and I haven't had any issue with it. So,
well, good for you, sir. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it more. I think we should have a battle of appreciation, an appreciation duel. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call, Jeff. Do you recycle your 5-cent recyclable drinking bottles? Trying to think about a good way to phrase it, and I'm running out of options here. And would you be more inclined to do it if it was 10 cents per bottle? Supposedly, other states have shown that if you increase it to 10 cents a bottle, the rate of recycling goes to 85%. Now, that seems a little high to me, but that's what I read on the internet, so it must be true. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Much like everything I read about myself when I am stupid enough to Google myself online, I'm amazed at what a horrible, wretched person I am. Here is, not that amazed, but somewhat shocked. Here's Rosalind in St. Petersburg, Florida, where we're interrupting a game of shuffleboard. Rosalind, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, I would just like to say that I do have reverse osmosis, and the water is definitely better. But my first initial thing was, years ago, I'm retired now, and years ago I worked for the North Tonawanda school system. Everyone threw their refundable cans, bottles, whatever, away. I always picked them out of the garbage and put the gas in my car every single week. So there is a point to recycling and getting your refunds on those cans.
Yes, I mean, there is, and I guess it just, you know, it depends on your own personal equation on the work and the time you put into it versus the reward in form of cash that you get at the end of all of that struggling with the plastic bags. How often did you go to the recycling place? Was it on a weekly basis?
No, not necessarily. I'd take them home with me, and they'd stack up in a good-sized garbage bag, and then I would take them in. But honestly, I was raising 3 children, and that's exactly how I put gas in my vehicle.
Oh, good. No, good for you. Good for you. Look, some of you are extremely frugal. I am not. That's one of my curses in life, but I'm being trained in the ways of frugality, so eventually I'm sure the lessons will take. Now, in Florida, do you pay any bottle deposit in the state of Florida?
No, we don't.
And do you notice more than the normal amount of trash on the side of the road that around Western New York people would probably recycle, but in Florida, because there's nothing to be gained by it, they just leave it on the side of the road?
I don't see a lot of that on the side of the road. No, where we do have a problem are at the beaches, because people just, instead of taking their trash out with them, empty. Yeah. They brought it in full. Taking it out empty is twice as easy. They don't seem to do that. They leave it on the beach a lot. So that is where we have a problem.
That and cigarette butts. And there's an easy way to deal with cigarette butts. You buy a strainer. If you bake, sometimes you use a strainer. Or if you're into certain drugs, you use a strainer. But you can bring a strainer with you and get all your butts out of the sand. And, you should always leave the beach cleaner than it was when you got there.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. When my kids were young, we used to go down in the gorge. We carried a lot of stuff down full. We carried it all back empty. We never left anything.
Well, good. Do you think people are raising their kids like that anymore? Or do you think we're raising our kids to be slobs?
I don't think they have the wherewithal anymore that we had when we were kids or how we were brought up.
Yes. Yes, I find that interesting. What, by the way, what is the weather like in St. Pete?
It's beautiful. It's getting up there close to 80, probably 81 or 82. It's really nice. There's a nice breeze today. So
yeah, I don't feel that bad. Every morning I talk to or I text my mom, and I always have to check the weather in Negril, Jamaica, to make myself recycle bottles so we can afford to go back more. Maybe that's it. Thank you, Rosalind. Love you, dear. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Nice listening to you.
Well, my pleasure that you're calling. I appreciate that. Talking about recycling. And I'd love to hear from those of you also who are garbage pickers. And what is the garbage picking etiquette? Do you have a certain territory that you've established over the years? And if some interloper comes in, they're likely to run into resistance from you, a baseball bat or the threat of a baseball bat. It's like, sorry to say this, because I have to get my daily reference in, but it's like the it's like the Soprano when Cheech tells the lawn guy that it's his nephew's territory and he can't really work there, and it didn't end up very well for Cheech or the lawn guy. And you don't mess with Johnny Sack's lawn guy, but Cheech did. And by the way, the guy who played Cheech on The Sopranos, the old con, he was also in the Al Pacino Scarface. Everybody likes me. Remember that one? Yeah, same guy. It's amazing. Anyway, he's no longer with us, but a tremendous actor. 327 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, how many of you knew that without my saying it? That the guy, the old con in The Sopranos that eventually got busted for violating parole with stolen stuff in his garage, that he was Tony Montana's benefactor in the remake of the movie Scarface. It was originally a Paul Muni film. Al Pacino came along, redid it with a different context, and it's a really interesting and kind of weird movie in a way. Soundtrack makes it even weirder. And I know I've mentioned this before, but the first time I saw it was during one of the Buffalo Blizzards. I was rooming with Chuck Lakefield at the Holiday Inn on Delaware, and we put this movie on. We couldn't stop watching it, and we had to be on the air in a few hours, but the movie was so engrossing, we were like totally into it. It is 327 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Great to be with you. We'll continue with more of your calls coming up right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Okay,
What makes this really weird, Tanner Saunders, behind the glass, is the fact that you had no way of knowing that today I was reading Roger McGuinn talking about David Crosby and his antics at the Monterey Pop Festival, and then suddenly from nowhere you whip out The Birds and 8 Miles High. I don't know, this is a weird connection, but apparently Tanner is an empath. I'm just saying. Anyway, welcome to the show, Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, a bit of information for you, and I want to share it with you while I have a quick moment here, and that is Roswell Park will be hosting a prostate cancer screening event at KeyBank Center this Thursday, November 16th from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring appearances by Sabres alumni, a tour of KeyBank Center, refreshments, and more. Participants are asked to register in advance by going to roswellpark.org/onegoal. Men 45 to 69 are eligible, so register today, and attending this one event has the potential to save your life. And if you remember back to the cancer show we did, believe it or not, colorectal cancer was the biggest single cancer issue with which people called into the show. And it's very, very, very important. Early on, you've got a great chance of a successful result. But, you know, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, nobody likes to talk about these things because those are the dirty parts of the body. Well, that's why we have showers and baths. But I'm just saying, nobody likes to talk about it, but it must be discussed. And frankly, as far as a digital, you know, the finger exam, there's really nothing to it. I don't know why we guys get all bent out of shape about that, but there's really nothing to it. In fact, I go once a week, you know, just for fun. Here's Brian in Tonawanda on WBEN. Brian, we're talking about the recycled bottles and the 5%, the 5 cent deposit, whether we'd be better off if it was 10 cents, and do you do it? And I also want to hear from garbage pickers. You're on WBEN.
Yeah, I do it, until I get quite a few of them, though. I don't run back every week. We average about $17 on a return, so, you know, we've been saving them up for a while. Now, there's an issue that I can't quite understand. Maybe your listeners will understand it. I've read up on the New York law.
Right.
And the bottle return will give you your 5 cents. But they get their 5 cents plus 3.5 cents each. Now, that's a good amount of money, really, when you think about it. That's why so many bottle return places are popping up all over the place now. What do you think about that? Did you know that the guys taking the bottles back are getting 3.5 cents each?
I didn't know what the amount was, but obviously there is remuneration involved, or they wouldn't be doing it. I mean, everybody wants to get their beak wetted, you know? So I didn't know it was 3.5 cents. Now, in your research, does that money come from the unclaimed deposits that people don't bring back?
No, those are the bottles that you take to one of the bottle return places. They'll give you their nickel, but they get 8.5 cents reimbursed. But I don't know where that's coming from. But
yeah, to me, that's the question: is where is that money coming from? And it would be, I don't know, it would make sense that it would come from the money that people don't claim, but I don't know that to be an absolute fact.
Yeah, when you go to one of those places, you would think that there's a heck of a lot more people returning their bottles than throwing them out. I mean, there's just about a bottle return place in every corner now.
Well, maybe not in every corner, but a lot more than there used to be. And to me, I don't know about you, but they're the, like, when you deal with a human being, that is the best thing to do. I can't stand, and I'm not naming any grocery stores, I cannot stand the grocery stores and those machines because they get filled up so damned fast, and it ends up taking longer for the person to come out and empty the bin and then put the new bag in than it's worth.
That is a lot of aggravation. Now, as for me, I don't wash the cans first. I just throw in plastic bags. And by the time we get them to the coin or the bottle return place, I'm turning the bags upside down to pull the cans out of there that were stuck to the side of the bag. So that is a little bit aggravation, but yeah, I won't use the Lake Erie water to wash them off first. They just go in there.
But you know, some people are going to say, "Well, you're not following the law. You're disobeying the law. You're not following procedure." But my take is, like you mentioned, Lake Erie water. If this is all about the environment, why would I want to waste perfectly good Lake Erie fresh water on rinsing out bottles that are going to be recycled? It just, to me, unless I'm missing something in the process, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you know, if I had to do that, guess what? Those cans will end up in the garbage because that'll be too much.
Yeah, you know, I know people there. who just do that. I don't know why, but they do.
Yeah, I got a couple other quick things for on regarding that. This garbage picking and stuff. There's a lot of cities that have made it perfectly clear. You stay away from anything out in front because we own it. As soon as it's put out there to the curb for pickup.
Yes.
Now, I know, like in Amherst, you could very well get a ticket for going through a person's garbage, thinking that they have recyclable cans and everything. And Tonawanda is the same way. They don't put up with people rummaging through garbage. Now,
a lot of people do it, though. A lot of people do it. I mean, I'm not saying that it's right, and I'm not sure what the municipality's ordinances are regarding that. I mean, I understand why they don't want garbage strewn all over the place, but the ethics of the professional garbage picker are you don't leave a mess behind. They're very big on that.
They are good on that when they tear through it, but like I said, you throw a grill out in front, it's usually the first thing that goes, and you know why? Because there's $10 worth of brass in there, the valves.
Yep.
So that's a hot item. It's a very hot item.
And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, they can have the $10 because it isn't worth it to me to disassemble and then go to a scrapyard. By the time you take the time into consideration and the gasoline used to get $10, it's hardly worth it.
You go out on a Tuesday night, if you get 10 of those, okay, then it's worth it. Then you're classified as garbage paper, you know.
Have you graduated to that level at all, or do you just keep it with the bottles and cans?
No, I just stay the bottles and cans. I wouldn't have enough brass valves in the first place. So, you know, why even waste my time trying?
All right, man.
You would talk to the person about going out and being harassed and everything for garbage. I have been at a Buffalo Bills game before, okay, where somebody has tried to take cans out of there, okay, and they were actually stopped from the Erie County Police Department. It is illegal to go on their property to take cans off of there. So I don't know whether that other caller was being told a fib or something. It ain't going to happen because they keep a close eye on that. Somebody in the public that's getting those cans, making money off them every week.
Well, apparently he's got some kind of disabled veteran parking privileges, so whether that assists him in having people look the other way, I don't know. And I would like clarification of what the laws are on garbage picking, because I'd imagine that they do vary municipality by municipality.
As a matter of fact, you tried parking in there. I think if you tried pulling in there with a U-Haul tow along little trailer, you're not getting in there. They know what you're going in there for.
Well, you know what? I mean, people might just be going to tailgate, but I'm not sure again what the Bills policy is on vehicles that are allowed and that are not allowed. My ex-wife has one of those nice motor homes, so she wouldn't have a problem as long as she could find a spot for it.
If she has a nice motorhome, she wouldn't be putting cans in there. So
no, she's not putting cans in there. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
One other thing.
Okay, what's the last thing, man?
Do you watch Seinfeld?
I never got into Seinfeld, despite the fact that I hung out for an hour or two all by myself with Jerry Seinfeld. True story.
Just let me tell you something really quick. There was an episode there. You got to look this up again. Where Kramer and the other guy who was the postman, Newman, they got this idea where, you know, on your bottle you see New York 5 cents and you see Massachusetts 10 cents. So they decided to commandeer one of his postal trucks, fill it up with turnables, and drive him to Michigan. And this turned out to be the craziest story ever. They didn't have enough bottles to take, so Newman figured, well, let's just drink more. So they were drinking all these pops just to get the bottles to take back for 10 cents. Well, they never made it. That was another nice story.
But I mean, the premise of it, the postal service, they watch their vehicles and everything else, and their letter carriers like they're CIA or something. Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate the call. I appreciate it. All right, man. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I did not know this until recently. I ran into one of his colleagues, but my letter carrier, I've told you before, his name is Pete, and I love Pete. Pete is a great guy, and I've got a soft spot, as I mentioned last week, for letter carriers. And I did not know that his name at the post office is Ponytail Pete. So if you work with Ponytail Pete, he knows who I am. I'm right on his route. That's why he would know. It's not like I go out there and I say, I'm Tom Bowerly. There's a funny story about that, which I won't get into right now. But Ponytail Pete is just the embodiment of a phenomenal letter carrier. And I love the guy. And he takes great care of me. I try to take great care of him. And letter carriers, I think, are the great unsung heroes of America. I really do. And I've always believed that. It's actually turned into a very interesting show. I'm going to continue it into the next hour. This is one of those shows that last week I kept saying, hey, we're going to do this topic. Then we'd run out of time. Hey, we're going to do this topic. So finally today we're doing the topic of, do you bring back your 5 cent recyclable bottles? If it went up to 10%, I'm sorry, 10 cents per bottle, would you do it? Would you be more likely to do it? How many of you are garbage pickers? And I don't say that like I look down upon garbage pickers. Why would I? Who the hell am I to look down on anybody? That's just stupid. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Peter in Hamburg. Peter, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Peter. What's up?
I'm actually a partner in a can bottle operation in Hamburg, New York, and we're a fully automated service provider with people to help you get into the building and whatnot. And we do anywhere between 70 and 100,000 units per day. Hello, are you there?
I was astonished and in amazement and taking a sip of orange juice at the same time. Help me out with the math here. 70 to 100,000 units a day. You guys do get 3.5 cents per every unit that is turned in.
It's not quite that simple. Okay, 3.5 cents is the premium unit that is sorted by material type and distributor. Okay, so it takes some effort and some handling to get it to a point into the bags that you get the premium 3.5 cents on. But yes, we do. Because we're mechanized, we have a sorting facility that does this on its own, uh-huh, with just a little bit of you know, manpower that does the sorting for us. So we end up mostly 98% in the premium category, where a lot of the hand count facilities, they don't end up into that realm, and they get what's called commingle, which is only about a penny and a half.
Or what I call Friday night. I would like you, it's not every day I get a chance to talk to a man about his unit or his junk. Can you hold on till after the news break? Because I've got a lot of questions that I'd like to ask on behalf of people who are listening. Can you do that, or are you on your way
Absolutely.
To the game? All right, well, hold on there, Peter, and we'll put you on
I'll hold.
Hold
on. No problem.
Yep, Tanner will take care of that back at the radio station. All right, somebody who actually is in the business who can hopefully answer some of these questions that have arisen. And I'm so glad we're doing this as a topic. And, by the way, thank you very much for the response. I am stunned by not just the amount of response, but the quality of the response. Really, I thank you for that. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly with you on a Monday, and I'll say this one more time. I cannot believe a week from this Thursday, it is already Thanksgiving, and I really can't believe that Tim Wenger has already arranged to have my brother sitting in for me 2 to 6 the Friday after Thanksgiving. So thank you, Tim Wenger, and thank you to my brother, Dick Bowerly. You're both good men on News Radio 930 WBEN.